Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Today in our study of building blocks, we'll be starting at the beginning of page 4 of the booklet.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
If one is baptized before salvation, what has happened? Well, he's gotten wet, okay? And that is it. He's just gotten wet, and that is all. And that's a shame, because there is so much more. There is so much more for us that we would try to do things different than the way God told us to do it. Remember the children of Israel in the wilderness? Instead of doing God's will, God's way, they tried things their own way. Boy, it cost most of them their lives in the wilderness when God wanted to take them in 11 days to the promised land instead of 40 years. So again, when you get baptized, all you get is wet if you're not saved, because you've not really entered a real relationship with Christ. And as a result, it does not picture association with Christ. He was not associated with him before this in his death, burial, and resurrection. He was not dead to the old life. Jesus was not his Savior. Baptism is a picture of what Christ did for us, and it is our public association with him. It was also commanded by Christ in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Again, let me remind you what it says. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. What are you teaching them? Well, the gospel. Then he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, by the way, let me say this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts chapter 1, all of them present this great commission, as we call it, of Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Mark chapter 6, verse 15 says, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. This says to all nations. When you look at all these ones, in Luke, it speaks mainly of the first step of teaching them repentance and remission of sin. You know, repentance and remission or forgiveness of sin. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, then the Lord, just for his sins, he tells them, he says, ye are my witnesses. You know, he lets them know. Beginning in Jerusalem, then Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world, they are to be witnesses for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So again, this seems to be the heart of the Lord that we witness. But don't stop at witnessing. We want to get them baptized and added to God's house, the church. And if you look at Acts chapter 2, you'll find out that as many as were saved were baptized and then added to the church, even that very day. Some people like you to go through some kind of a training course or a 6-month study course before you can even be baptized. Well, they didn't do that in the Bible, and that's not the way the Lord commanded to do it. Now, I'm not going to run down people that do that. I'm just saying that in the Bible, when they were saved, they were baptized that day. And again, the Ethiopian eunuch that Philip led to Christ was baptized that very day. Now, how can anyone say he has received Christ as his Savior and Lord and then not follow his first command after salvation? You see, baptism is an ordinance of the local church given by Jesus Christ. The Lord gave us two ordinances. One was baptism, and the other one was the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is symbolic. It does not show that it saves us or anything like that, but it's symbolic, and we'll get to that in a later chapter. But that brings us to our question and answer period now of chapter 2. Does baptism save or help save one's soul? Yes or no? Well, the answer, of course, is no. It does not save one's soul, nor does it help to save one's soul. Number 2, the word baptism means to immerse. Let me just say one other thing on that. We told you that the word baptize or baptism or whatever comes from the Greek word baptizo. And when we see baptized in our King James Bible, it is what you call a transliteration. It transliterated the word. Now, some people say, oh, the King James people just used that word baptized instead of saying immersed because they didn't want to offend the Church of England. No, that is so far from the truth. Okay. They called it baptized from the very beginning. And in the English, where you find that they had English and they were using English in various places long before that, they used the word baptized. So that is not what a new word that they introduced into Holy Writ. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that. But the word does mean to immerse. Okay, number 3, sprinkling is the same as baptism by immersion. True or false? Well, the answer to that, of course, would be false. Number 4, did Catholics and other denominations baptize by immersion at one time? And the answer is yes, even up to the 1300s, Catholics did. Number 5, what two things does baptism symbolize? Well, first of all, it identifies us with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then also, it symbolizes that we're dead to an old life and risen to walk in a new life with Christ. Okay, so those are the two things that are symbolized when we get baptized. Now, that doesn't mean that we go under the water twice. No, rather, it just shows that we are now identified with Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, but also shows that we are dead to an old life, risen to walk in a new life with Christ. Now, question number 6. If one is baptized before salvation, should they be baptized again? Yes or no? And the answer is yes. Now, I had a lady and her husband who were saved in our church, but were reluctant because they had been baptized when they were infants. And they just couldn't understand that. But once they understood the doctrine, they obeyed immediately. It took a while for them to really comprehend it. That's why it's so important that you have a section like this with a new believer. Because so often even Christians, even Baptist Christians, seem to not make as strong an emphasis on the importance of that. And yet some that do make it as a part of salvation, which it doesn't save you. Okay. It's the first command after you're saved. Now, number 7, who gave the ordinance of baptism to the local church? Paul, the Pope, Jesus Christ, Billy Sunday. And of course, the answer is Jesus Christ. So again, we're told there to remember Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 39. Let me read that to you one more time because it is important. This, again, is about Philip being with the Ethiopian eunuch. And we read there, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now, let me stop and say something right there to you. Some people believe, well, a glass of water, a canteen of water, something like that. No. As they came, there was a certain water. There was water where people would stop and water their animals and things like that. So there was water right there. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Again, didn't baptize him before he was saved. Instead, it was after saved because you have to believe first. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And the word, let this not in your booklet, but the word for son is huios, which means the offspring, the exact offspring of God. In other words, we're sons of God by adoption, but he is the son of God as the seed of God and his only begotten son. So he believed that Jesus Christ is the son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized. And when they were coming up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. He went on his way rejoicing. Now, what I find interesting about that story is that you'll find out earlier in that chapter, Acts chapter 8, that Philip was having a great revival meeting. Multitudes were getting saved in Samaria. And in the middle of that great revival, God said, now I want you to leave and go into the desert to see this one Ethiopian. He's a eunuch, and he has a high position with the queen of Ethiopia. And he's in Jerusalem worshiping, and he's on his way back. And so he goes, and this guy is not saved, but he's reading Isaiah chapter 53. He's searching, but he doesn't understand. Well, Philip goes to him and he gets saved. Now, most people say, man, why would you leave there where you were in Samaria and just go for that one guy out in the desert? Well, God said to. What is interesting about that is that years later, long after Samaria has lost about any kind of idea of Christianity in it, Ethiopia was a very strong Christian witness in it. And I believe that that started with this man here. And so that was one of the happenings that came out of that. So when you get saved, follow baptism, because we should walk in newness of life. Now, let me say this before we go on to the third chapter of this booklet, because I think that this is of utmost importance. I think it's important that not just the preacher, and some people think, well, this is the preacher job only. No, this is the responsibility of all of us to bring others to Jesus Christ. Now, our next thing is going to be church attendance. But the first two things is salvation and baptism. If they're already saved, then you give assurance. Why? Because you know that the devil's going to attack them. We find this true in our children's church with little kids. They will get saved, and a lot of them bus kids, they don't have any gospel witness in their home. They go to school, and it's filthy with the humanistic teachings of the world. And so they can come back and hear the gospel, and the power of the gospel is so much greater that they say, oh man, I'm a sinner, and they feel like they need to get saved all over again. And it takes a while for them to learn that. And yet, if you had the faith of a child, you can be saved, the Bible says, because you're taking God at his word, trusting him, and you're stepping out upon it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.